Can you feel the love tonight? Be prepared with the first two. And then there were things like Warthog Rhapsody, which I got the lyrics, and I was recording the one album at the time in Paris, and I went, God, blimey, it's come to this. I'm singing about warthogs. I liked working with Jim before. He's a piece of cake to work with. He's just adorable to work with because he doesn't really, you know, he sends you instructions with the lyrics and explains what he thinks the song should be about and what sort of tempo it is. And so we were on board straight away.
The first one he came up with was Can You Feel the Love Tonight, which was fantastic. I thought this was quite a good start. And we did about 9 songs, I think, and we ended up with 6 going into the film. And sometimes a song had to be ditched because the story of the film changed and the character who was singing this dramatic song was now dead or written out of the plot.
It's very hard for him because, you know, when you're doing a project like The Lion King, once the melody is set, and the songs have to be done really first because they place them within the storyboard, there are several hundred rewrites of lyrics. The melody stays, but the lyrics change all the time because they change the story. So Tim has the patience of Job because he sits there and he's done this wonderful lyric. Like, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, for example, is the original lyric that he wrote. And the one in the movie is completely different. By the 9th or 10th rewrite, he's tearing his hair out, bless him. But it's unfortunately a fact of life that if you do something like an animated feature, they're going to have to want to change the lyrics because the storyboard changes so often. And I don't think Bernie has the temperament to do that. I know Sting's just doing something for Disney, and I warned him about it, and I said, you must do it, but be prepared to be patient. And Tim has the patience of Job, and he, in a kind of morbid, sadistic way, kind of enjoys it. I would, of course, go start raving mad. But I have the easy job because the melody stays.
One of the entertaining things about working on a cartoon film is that you can kill off a character and he ain't going to complain, or you can reduce his part from, you know, 45 minutes of high centre action to 2 seconds walk-on, and the cartoon character never moans. Well, obviously, the chaps doing the voiceover might be a bit miffed, but that's not usually decided until a bit later on.